Cook County Visitors Bureau promotes tourism in Cook County, and you are the past chair of the Cook County Visitors Bureau.
I'm the past chair. My term was up here in June, and I'm actually off the board as well.
What did the board accomplish during your tenure?
Well, the big thing is you know, that we're a really new organization, so every single thing we did was brand new, from figuring out how to do the budget and keep track of that, as well as implementing a new brand, which is way north of ordinary, and that in itself took a long time to find one that worked for all the different areas, because we're so unique and different, and we didn't want to jeopardize anybody's existing brand. So that was quite a bit of work, and we did that by surveying past customers from the different areas as well as potential customers. We had focus groups in the cities to test it and so on. And then we had to go through the whole trademarking process and all of that. So that's kind of the one of the biggest accomplishments. And then just building the marketing plan. So we actually have a new website that just rolled out a week or two ago that has a whole marketing campaign surrounding that, from TV spots that are down in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area to bus wraps, the signs you see on the buses, and some of those things. So we really just are starting to roll out the marketing that we've done all the back-end work for.
What is the new web address?
It's visitcookcounty.com.
Okay, and then when you mentioned the way north of ordinary, I must admit, I think that's a winner. I've seen it on billboards coming up the I-35 from the cities, and it's like, it's a good one. It really works, I think.
Yeah, I do too. It's going to be really exciting to watch it. And as I said, we've been doing well just with kind of patching a marketing plan together while we got all of this work done. But now that we've got it up and going, I think, and everybody's kind of working together on it, the money is efficient because we can cross-market and help each other out. I think we're going to see some big returns. And then kind of the end of my, surprisingly, the last month of my chair position, our executive director, Sally Nankavell, took a great job in the cities. She calls her dream job. She wasn't really looking for something with a nonprofit there and told us of that. So the last month, I thought I was going to be able to coast, but we went through the whole application and hiring process, and we hired a new executive director who actually starts Monday, and her name is Linda Kratt. She's... I think she's been telling everybody, so I think I'm safe to say she's a 78 grad from Cook County High School, and she's been working the last 13, 14 years for the Duluth Chamber of Commerce. So she comes with a wealth of experience and knows the county well, and has her mother lives in town. And so we're really excited to have her aboard starting Monday.
Well, it sounds like a lot of exciting things happening at the Cook County Visitors Bureau. And I want to thank you for your past service. What are you going to do now? Just go out and paddle the canoe and fish a bit?
I hope so. That's the idea. My kids are both in middle school, so finding things to do has not been a problem so far, but definitely get some paddling in. And now I've had a couple of people, the new Chamber of Commerce has approached me and said, you know, I'm going to take a couple of years off and enjoy the time. So there, we stay plenty busy at Voyager running that business and all of that, so...
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us. We're visiting with Mike Prom, past chair of the board of the Cook County Visitors Bureau. You'll find information about the Cook County Visitors Bureau online at visitcookcounty.com. Thanks for visiting with us this morning. We appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.